A recent Fair Work Commission decision has highlighted the risks of running a side hustle while working full-time. One employee was dismissed after operating a second business, despite arguing he had disclosed it. The commission ruled the termination was fair. The Wire's Momina Shuka spoke to Kerry Brown, Professor of Employment and Industry at Edith Cowan University, to break down what this case means for employees with second jobs and side gigs.
The side hustle can't overtake your main job. If you've got a portfolio of jobs, of part-time jobs, then you're juggling a different set of considerations. Whereas if you have a main job and a side hustle job, that side hustle job can't overtake the work that you need to do in your main job, and you can't use the resources of your employer to carry out your side hustle.
I guess with the rise of the cost of living, if someone wants to start a side hustle or have a second job, what should they check for in their contract?
They need to check whether or not there's a blanket ban on their ability to have a side hustle. Sometimes the type of jobs that people have mean that they can't have a side hustle. But if they can have a side hustle, often they just have to ask permission from their employer. And that's a lot easier because you just need to show that you're not in competition with your employer. So, for example, if you are a consultant in graphic design and you want to have a side hustle in graphic design, you can see how easily that would be in competition with your employer. But if you are a musician on the side and you're in the admin or health area, then that's probably not going to interfere. The other thing is about interfering with the timing of it. So people who have side hustles can flexibly undertake their side hustle after their normal work hours or on weekends. Then that also is a way of taking on a second job or a side hustle and carrying it out without interfering with your main job.
So I guess in a way it's important to disclose that, you know, you have that side hustle or the second job.
That's right, and let your employer know. But if there's no restrictions on it and you've made the assessment that you're not in competition or that's not taking time away from your main job, then you don't necessarily have to explain to your employer about your second job.
How do employees decide whether a side hustle creates conflict or competition?
It's about what is your main job and understanding the way in which your side hustle interacts with that job. And so if you're in the health area and you take information from that health area and use it to set up a business, then that may be something that needs consideration. Other times it's in the employer's best interest to have you with a side hustle because it's a retention strategy. It keeps you in your job. It gives you an interest outside of your work and it keeps you interested in staying in your job. So it's not just about taking time out of your job and it's not just about moving away from your employer, but sometimes it can be something that keeps you in your job and your employer would be okay with that.
What are some of the mistakes employees make managing a side hustle and a main job?
Being too tired to come back into your main job. So that's a health and safety and a well-being issue, that if you overcommit yourself that you can't undertake actually either job well. There's also the issue about what are the resources that you're using in your second job, and sometimes people are using their work resources that are not able to be used in a second job. That's out of the scope of your main job, that you can take resources from that main job and use them in your second job. And so there's lines around health and safety and well-being. There's lines around resource use and time use. And there's lines around that conflict of interests.
With the rising cost of living, do you reckon it's fair for employers to rethink their policy around side hustles?
There's a rise and rise of people, especially in the gig economy, to have income coming from that area. So I don't know that there is such a difficulty about people being stopped from doing their second job. It's about going against the rules of the main job's workplace. And as long as you're clear that it doesn't interfere, that it's different, that it you're not using the resources, then and you're allowed to have a second job, then that should be okay. There are really some jobs that you can't because you're working a lot of overtime, or that you're in a secure job that has defence related or you know, secrecy about it. There's a number of jobs that don't lend themselves, but they're very, very few and far between. So I think it's really about keeping that communication line open with your employer and letting them know what you're doing in writing, but having a good case that it's away from the interests of your main job.
That was Kerry Brown, Professor of Employment and Industry at Edith Cowan University, speaking to The Wire's Momina Shuka.